Welcome to Follow the Medical Record, where healthcare experts give insights into the increasing importance of following a patient's medical record through the health ecosystem with compliance, privacy, security, and efficiency front and center. This podcast is brought to you by MRO and hosted by Don Hardwick, Senior Vice President of Client Relations at MRO. Don has been in the health information management industry for over 40 years and has extensive knowledge of how medical records make their way through the healthcare ecosystem. At MRO, Don is responsible for strategic client engagement programs and overall client satisfaction. To hear from all of MRO's industry experts, be sure to visit mrocorp.com for additional content and to sign up for our monthly e-newsletter. Over to you, Don.
Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Don Hardwick, and thank you for listening to Follow the Medical Record. During this series, you will be learning everything you need to know about your health information and the influences that affect it. You can learn more about me and my background on the MRO website at mrocorp.com and can connect with me on LinkedIn. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at MROCORP. I'm very excited to introduce to you another one of MRO's industry experts, Angela Rose, here today to talk about the health information management landscape and how it's changed during the COVID pandemic. Angela is the Vice President of Client Success for MRO and is very well known in the HIM community, having over 25 years experience. Prior to joining MRO, Angela was the Director of HIM Practice Excellence for the American Health Information Management Association, also known as AHIMA. Welcome, Angela.
Thanks, Don, and thanks for having me today. I'm very excited to be here.
Absolutely. Angela, today we're going to talk about one of the fastest growing influences because of the pandemic that's occurred in the health information industry, and that is telehealth or telemedicine. However, not all organizations have solid practices and procedures in place. Can you outline for our audience what an organization needs to consider in their telehealth or telemedicine program to make sure they are in compliance with regulations?
Well, Don, that's a good question. Before I answer your question directly about, you know, policies and procedures, the one thing I want to bring attention to and kind of set the platform for is, you know, the telehealth boom, like, is what I like to call it. I mean, and I refer to it as a boom. I try to read a lot and keep up with what's going on in the healthcare industry, since especially paying attention to pre-pandemic or pre-public health emergency to where, you know, public, you know, where we are today since the public health emergency was declared. There's a lot of surveys out there trying to understand where telehealth was and where it is now. And prior to the pandemic, there was a study that found before the pandemic, 86% of patients never had a telehealth visit or would even entertain it. And do you know where it is now? So today, and I found this particularly interesting, is, you know, a HIMSS study, the Health Information Management Systems Society did a study, and it shows today 77% of consumers are now willing to use some form of telehealth, and 41% of them actually prefer it, when prior to the public health emergency, 86% never even thought about it, didn't even want to look at it. So, and I think that's a major shift for telehealth because it's been trying to pave its way and make its place in healthcare for quite some time. So I think that is, that in and of itself needs to be noted, and we need to really understand what the pandemic and the public state of emergency has really done for telehealth, right? It's paved its way, pushed it forward. Here it is, front and center. So now to your question about how do you ensure, you know, what can organizations do to ensure that they are following telehealth regulations? Well, the regulations themselves are still in development. They're still in a development phase. They're evolving. you know, we're still going to see these transform, you know, both on the federal stage and then on the state by state phase. You know, we see varying state laws now for privacy across the country, and then you have your federal. I think telehealth is going to have a mix of that as well. And it's really knowing what regulations are changing. You know, different government agencies have done different things to support and promote, you know, telehealth through the national emergency. So when you ask, you know, how do you ensure that you follow that? It's really making sure you know what's, you know, what's front and center, what's going on, like what's been published, what's has changed. So some examples I want to provide today is, for instance, like the OCR issued a notice that it wouldn't pursue breach penalties if an incident occurs during a telehealth encounter. So that's one. The OIG. Another branch under the Department of Health and Human Services notified physicians and other practitioners that they will not be subject to sanctions for reducing or waiving any cost-sharing obligations that any beneficiaries may owe for telehealth. Medicare removed the Medicare requirement that providers have to be licensed in the state where the patient is, deferring to the state licensing requirements. State, you know, so now this is really state governments are looking at the need for, you know, medical licensing reform so that it doesn't impede telehealth practices, right? So telehealth can really stay where it is now, and, you know, and really help finalize its position moving forward. HHS, you know, the Department of Health and Human Services approves telecommunications for providing Medicare home health services on a permanent basis. And that just became effective January of this year, just a few months ago. So that's when I say, like, the regulations are still evolving and changing. So, and the regulations are what really impact how you create your policies and procedures and really drive workflows and compliance. Another one I want to mention here is the DEA. They loosened remote prescription restrictions. So that helped providers to be able to prescribe controlled substances using telemedicine without having a prior in-person medical evaluation, which, you know, that's usually what is required for controlled substances to be able to be prescribed. So those are just five examples that I, you know, that I'm throwing out there in a sea of a lot of regulations and guidance that is going on. I think staying on top of your regulations is, like I said, it's very critical. There's three acts in Congress right now that all are for further advancement of telehealth, all to promote that. You know, there is one that ensures the use of telehealth for Medicare patients for all future disasters and emergencies. That one is called KEEP. There's another one out there that is the Consolidated Appropriations Act, and that is expanding telehealth service for the mental health community. So I think, again, I wanted to provide these updates because these are just a few of a lot that will impact how you ensure compliance, how you drive your policies and procedures, and really your overall telehealth program in your organization.
Well, Angela, that's a very detailed perspective on this. I think you're right. I think that because of the influence that has occurred because of the pandemic, I believe that people are going to be more cognizant going forward of social distancing and concerns about transmission of not only COVID, but any other type of condition that could be spreadable. And so while there was a need for servicing the rural communities in America, I think this is going to continue to permeate the metropolitan areas simply because of the concern by patients or the consumer here that they don't want to be exposed any more than absolutely necessary. So it's a very good perspective that you just presented. Angela, are there resources that patients or the HIM community can reach out to, or where do they start? Where's a good starting point for the community?
I think I think the first thing is kind of going off with what I just talked about is staying current with your legislation and requirements that are going on out there. Like what's happening, what's You know, what's changing, what's new, what's, you know, what's being relaxed, what's not. I think those things are starting to become a little bit more firm. So definitely stay current, however you can, and, you know, in the news, your local associations, your state, national associations, whether that be the, you know, American Medical Association or AHIMA, you know, it's, you know, they're going to always stay on top of this stuff. So it's also knowing where you go to find your answers. And when creating your policies and procedures, right? The other thing to start, you know, by now, you know, OCR did provide a list of platforms that, you know, stated they were HIPAA compliant and they were willing to do BAAs. Well, we're over a year past the pandemic since the public emergency was declared. So your vendor, you should have a platform chosen, right, by now, that is HIPAA compliant, and your BAAs, your business associate agreements, should be in place. And if they are not, I highly recommend that you put them in place, because that is really critical, especially if telehealth is here to stay. And then, you know, when you're working with your platforms, you know, it's not just the policies and procedures, it's the privacy and security side as well. Like you just stated, Don, making sure the connections are secure, make sure in your measure that you have the appropriate safeguards in place, not only for HIPAA compliance, but just the overall confidentiality, you know, in transmission and information at rest, and making sure that your vendor, you know, whoever your platform is aligned with what your expectations are, and what is really required from a privacy and security perspective.
Juan, is there anything that you can direct our audience to for MR on MRO's website?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Don, before I answer that question, I just had another thought too, because you just said MRO's website. We did, you know, MRO just had a webinar yesterday focusing on telehealth and telemedicine, and that is available on mrocorp.com under webinars, and you can find the telehealth one. It's actually worth an AHIMA CEU. It's a recording and presentation. At the end of that presentation, all the resources are broken out by government agency, but there's articles there, you know, and really a lot of links that really will give you a good solid start of where you're going to go. But Don, in making me remember that the telehealth and some of the content there, the one thing I think everyone forgets about, the biggest component for the security side of telehealth, is if you are at home or if your patient is at home, are you making sure like Alexa is turned off? Are you making sure your security cameras are turned off? Are you educating the patient on their location? Is it private in the background and quiet? And are you alone? Like what can be seen, what you can see, you know, in your provider's background, should it be seen? And what is being seen in the patient's background? Should it be seen? You know, these are some of the items that we cover through that is covered in the webinar that I think would be a great starting point for anybody really trying to finalize and wrap themselves and find some best practices around a compliant and overall successful telehealth program.
That's great news, Angela. And it's also great for our listeners to have access to some of this information that they may struggle to find on their own. So thank you for pointing that out. Angela, unless you have anything else for this session, I think we'll close this. And so I want to thank you for being my guest on the show today and for more insight on patients' medical record through the health ecosystem. Visit the show's page on mrocorp.com and be sure to explore additional resources and thought leadership. You can also check out the program page on healthcarenowradio.com. Finally, be sure to connect with us on Twitter at MRO Corp. Until we talk again, I'm Don Hardwick. Good day.